It's not every day that a graduate school acting project is named one of the 10 best plays of the year by the New York Times, but that's what's happened to In the Continuum. And as Jeff London reports, this two-woman off-Broadway show is generating a lot of buzz for its young creators.
New York Times drama critic Charles Isherwood says the subject matter of In the Continuum may seem daunting, but the play isn't.
I think when people first hear that you're going to see a play about black women and HIV, they sort of assume that it's going to hit all the usual politically correct touchstones and tones, and also that it's going to be something of a depressing experience. But these two young women, I think, have approached it in a way that lightens it up, which sounds a little paradoxical. It's not a dirge. It's not a lecture. It's not preachy at all.
Nicole Salter, one of In the Continuum's actress authors, plays Nia, a teenage girl who the audience first meets talking to a girlfriend in a nightclub bathroom.
He even came to see me when I won that poetry contest. No, they gave us a big banquet. I got $500 and a plaque. And the judges said that I was, full of potential, right? I ain't had no potential before, but now that I can talk their poetry language, I'm full of potential. It ain't hard. All you gotta do is follow a pattern. Bright ass, sunny day, 5 syllables. Burning the out of me, 7. I wish it was cold. 5. See, I think about them all the time. It just comes to me like that.
Most critics agree that Nicole Salter and her co-author and co-performer, Denai Guerrera, are full of potential as well. They met as graduate students in the acting program at New York University. Salter, who's from Los Angeles, and Guerrera, who grew up in Zimbabwe, were both working on monologues about women with HIV/AIDS for their thesis project, says Salter.
And so I approached Denai and, just thought, well, you can do your piece, and then we'll have a little intermission. I'll do my piece, and I'll be great. And then a professor of ours suggested that was rather boring, and that, and that we should put our stories together.
Guerrera says the two of them worked independently, improvising, doing research, but used each other as a sounding board. In the process, they discovered the shape of the piece, which features interlocking monologues from several characters.
We knew what the other one was trying to get at, so we helped each other being the outside eye and suggesting try it this way or that's not quite clear. But in terms of the actual content and the themes, we weren't at all trying to make them cohere in that regard, and that just happened.
Guerrera's protagonist is Abigail Murambe, a newsreader for the Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation who's pregnant with her second child and having marital problems.
Men are like bulls searching for pasture land. You show them the greener grass and they'll stay put. And this baby is greener grass. He's going to stay put now. Stanford, that one wants to forget how hard he had to work for me. Me, I was known as the ice queen. No one could come near me. I was very, very picky.
In the Continuum takes place over a 48-hour period where both protagonists, living continents apart, discover that the men in their lives have infected them with HIV. Each goes on a personal journey, encountering various characters and cultural bias as they try to come to grips with their diagnosis and sense of isolation. Charles Isherwood of the New York Times says the juxtaposition of these narratives gives both resonance.
I think they do a wonderful job of integrating these two stories dramatically as well as thematically, so that in Zimbabwe a woman is being given a diagnosis, and in Los Angeles, we're seeing the women receiving it in a way that really knits their stories together in a very sophisticated way.
Denai Guerrera plays the callous, overworked nurse in Zimbabwe who delivers the bad news to Abigail.
The nurse is a personification of Zimbabwean bureaucracy, in a sense. She really represents a lot of what I've experienced. When you go into a public office of any sort where I'm from, you kind of have to gird yourself for abuse, I understand her perspective in the sense that she is in a situation where, the Zimbabwean health system has collapsed.
We therefore recommend that from now on you practice abstinence. But if you must, please, can you protect others? There are 3 condoms there. Sorry, we've run out. But if you want, I can show you how to use them on a banana in the next room. But then you will only have 2. Excuse me. Sissy, get!
After the teenage Nia finds out she has HIV, she goes to see her mother, also played by Nicole Salter.
3 minutes of smacking bellies ain't worth death. And that's what it is. It's death.
It's a government experiment. They have done it before and will do it again. You think it's consequential that we the ones got it the most out of everybody?
Yeah, they've been trying to get rid of us and see emancipation.
After Salter and Guerrera graduated from NYU, they presented in the Continuum in various places, big and small. At the United Nations, where they won a Global Tolerance Award, and at a tiny theater in the South Bronx, where Andrew Lenzi, the artistic director of Primary Stages, first saw it.
And it's the kind of neighborhood where you, when, you know, you're white and you walk in the neighborhood and people say, get out of here. But it was great. And we were blown away by the show.
Lenzi decided to present a longer revamped version of In the Continuum at Primary Stages. After receiving rave reviews from several critics, it moved to the Perry Street Theater in Greenwich Village, where it's been selling out. And Denai Guerrera says the play evokes a strong response from the audience.
We would get women coming up to us who would tell us how they haven't disclosed to family, friends, or colleagues yet. And this one woman was, she didn't want to tell me her name. She was really just like, no, I can't, you know. And having them share their stories with us like that was just so humbling to realize that they felt they could trust us with that sort of information that obviously they didn't want to share with anybody.
In the Continuum is scheduled to run until February 18th at the Perry Street Theater, and then it will play in Harare, Zimbabwe. Next September, the show begins a tour of the U.S., playing at venues in Washington, D.C., Cincinnati, and Los Angeles. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.